Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you, and how was church last night? My, we had a wonderful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church, continuing our study through 1 Timothy, and we're in chapter 2, and just had a delightful time once again studying verse by verse through the book of 1 Timothy and Paul's instructions to this young preacher who he was training and preparing for the ministry. And so it was a great service here. Hope you had a good service where you were, and that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed here in the middle of the week. Well, we certainly have enjoyed the hot weather. I know summer's not officially here, but it sure feels like it. And we're enjoying these early days of June, and I hope you are as well. Now, we look forward to our Father-Son barbecue, which is this Saturday at 5 o'clock. And then, of course, our services on Sunday. We'll have 9:30 for Sunday school and our Bible classes, 10:30 for the morning service, and then, of course, 5:30 on Sunday night for the evening service. And we look forward to the first Sunday of June being just a great, great Lord's Day. Hope you can come out and join us. And sure was a blessing to have Jennifer joining us and meeting her. Thank you so much for coming to the service. And it was a blessing and a pleasure to have you with us in the service this last week. And we look forward to a great Lord's Day Sunday. Now listen, if your Bible's close by, I'd like you to pick up Psalm 39. Psalm 39, if you would please. The Bible says here, David writing, I said, I will take heed to my ways, that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I was dumb with silence. I held my peace, even from good, and my sorrow was stirred. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity. Selah. All right, we'll stop there for now. David here is penning this psalm because he said something that he should not have said, and he's correcting himself in this psalm. Now, this psalm would be used by the Jews to instruct their children in the proper use of the tongue. And, you know, one of the great robbers of joy is that tongue. The things that it's in a very slippery place, and sometimes it's so easy to let the wrong thing come out. And so it's important. David said, I'm going to take heed. I'm going to be careful what I say. And we understand it's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. Sometimes people say, well, preacher, I just got to clean up my mouth. Well, you don't have to clean your mouth up. You got to clean your heart up. It's what's on the inside that comes out on the outside. The old time preacher said, what's down in the well will come up in the bucket. And that's what happens. And so David said, I'm going to take heed. Now, in this psalm, three things to be on guard, and then four things to know. All right. Number one, notice what he says. I'm going to guard my ways. I will take heed to my ways. We always assume that our ways, our motives, our ideas are right. You know why? Because they're mine. And every man's way is clean in his own eyes, Proverbs says. Are they? But we have to ask ourselves, are my ways lined up with God's ways? Are my thoughts lined up with God's thoughts? Psalm 119, verse 9, wherewith all shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. See, no longer can the Christian say, well, it's just the way I am. No, 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 no. We have to ask ourselves, am I the way God wants me to be? You see, Peter might have been loud and quick and quick to rebuke the Lord even. But later on, Peter would write in the epistle of 1 Peter, it's good to suffer for Christ and to be quiet. He said, when you're reviled, don't revile back. See, be on guard. What am I on guard? That my ways please the Lord. I want my ways to be right in God's sight. I want to be correct in God's eyes. And so I want to make sure that what I do is right in the sight of God. So take heed to my ways. But then he said, I want to take heed to my tongue. He said, I take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. So now he says, I'm going to make sure my tongue is under control. He would say in James, keep your mouth with a bridle. You know, we are judged by others by the words we use. The Bible reminds us in James that our tongue can set off sparks like a fire, and it's able to do great damage. The Bible says in Proverbs that when you keep your mouth and your tongue, you keep your soul from trouble. Oh, don't we know that to be true? You see, James would remind us again, if any of you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, you can't control your tongue. He said, that man's religion is vain. It's nothing. It's worthless. Sometimes it's a fine command of the English language just to say nothing. Someone said, be careful of the words you say to keep them soft and sweet, because you never know from day to day which ones you will have to eat. Oh, my friend, let's guard our tongue. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. If you say, well, I just got a sharp tongue. Well, my friend, I got news for you. That sharp tongue may end up cutting your own throat. So I want my ways. I'm going to guard my ways that they're right in God's sight, and guard my tongue that it's under the control of the Holy Spirit. And number three, he says, I need to guard my heart. Verse 3. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. I'm going to guard my heart. My heart is, someone asked a little boy, where's your heart? And he patted his bottom. And they said, why do you think your heart's there? He said, because every time I see grandma, she pats me there and says, bless your little heart. Well, that's not where your heart is, but our heart is our innermost being. It's not just that thing pumping in our chest. When the Bible speaks to your heart, it talks about the core of your being. Like when we say, let's get to the heart of the matter. Okay, let's get down to what this is really all about. Well, it's the real you. The Bible talks about an evil heart of unbelief. It talks about a lukewarm heart of indifference. Mary kept these things about Jesus and pondered them in her heart. She thought about them, and that's why the Bible here says, I was musing, I was thinking. Musement means thinking. That's why Cedar Point, Six Flags, Kings Island, they're all called amusement parks. You know, means without, so it's without thinking. Well, why do people go there without thinking? Because you wouldn't stand in line for 2 hours to ride a 90-second ride. You wouldn't do that if you were thinking. But it's amusement. And so muse is thinking, meditation, and pouring good thoughts into our heart. And see, our thoughts will kindle our passions. You know, Jeremiah chapter 20 said, I'm going to be quiet. I'm not going to make mention of his name anymore. But he said his word was burning in my heart. And I had to tell it. I couldn't keep it in. Didn't the people on the two men on the road to Emmaus, didn't they say after they had met Jesus, didn't our hearts burn within us when he opened to us the scriptures? You ever meditated on God's word and thought on God's word or heard a message from God's word and it burns in your heart and you just got to tell somebody? You just can't hold it in any longer? That's what he's talking about. Take time to think. Take time to muse on the things of God. Dave said, I'm going to take heed to my ways, to my tongue, and to my heart. And then there's four things to know, and we'll go through these quickly. Number one, teach me to know mine end. Verse 4, what will I end be like? Well, your end depends on what your now is like. And the end is coming for every one of us. Jesus even said, the things concerning me have an end, and his earthly ministry ended. And I have to live every day with the thought in mind, the things concerning me have an end. Now, I know the end for me will be heaven, but it'll be the end of my life on earth. And I'm not here forever. I want to make my days count. Teach me to number my days, and I may apply my heart unto wisdom. And no dying person ever said, I'm sure sorry that I'm a Christian. No. Make me to know mine end. Number two, make me to know my days. Make me know my days. He said, a hand breadth is the width of your four fingers. I want to teach me to number my days, he said in Psalm 90, that I can apply my heart unto wisdom. Why? Our life's but a vapor that appears for a little time and vanisheth away. Our days are brief. Notice, days are brief. Not years, not months, days. And so Job said, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. How you spend your time, how you spend your money, tells me what you think of your time and what you think of your life. See, we're stewards of our time and of our resources. Someone said, we find time to do what we really want to do, and we complain about not having time to do the things that we pretend we want to do. You never find time, you make time. Get started. If you lose an hour at the start of a day, you'll be looking for it the rest of the day. Make sure you start your day with God. Start the first part of your day with Him. Teach me to number my days. Lord, He said, I want to know my end. I want to know my days. I want to know, verse 7, my hope. And now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in Thee. I'm not waiting for anything on earth. There's no hope here, my friend. My hope is in the Lord. My hope's not in circumstances. My hope is not in myself. My hope is not in others. My hope is certainly not in the government. My hope is not in a donkey, and my hope is not in an elephant. My hope is in the Lord. He's the God of all hope. My hope is in one that's never shaken. My hope is in one that never changes. My hope is in one that never fails. My hope is in one that's all-powerful. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I sorrow not when I lose a loved one. Why? Has those who have no hope. No, I have a blessed hope. I'm looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And so I have a blessed hope. And David says, I want to know my hope. And it's a sure hope. He says, let me know my end. Let me know my days. Let me know my hope. And then let me know my prayers. Verse 12. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Notice my cry. Notice my tears. This is a sincere, heartfelt, passionate prayer, not a cold and formal thing. There's a great difference between praying and saying prayers. This is passionate, talking to God. And tears are coming. David says, I cry. And tears are but showers blown up by the tempest in the soul. When the tongue fails, tears continue to speak. So prayer, we learn, must be passionate, and prayer must be persistent. We're often guilty of saying prayers but not praying. Oh, my friend, call unto me, God says, and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. When Hezekiah needed to be healed, he turned to God and he prayed and he wept. And the Lord said, Hezekiah, I've heard thy prayer and I've seen thy tears. And he healed them. The Bible says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Oh, my friend, when's the last time you wept before God in prayer? When's the last time he saw your sincerity in prayer? Listen, help me to know my prayer, Lord. So here we are, three things to guard: your ways, your tongue, and your heart. Four things to know: your end, your days, your hope, and your prayers. Your end is heaven. Your days ought to be useful, your hope is sure, and your prayers ought to be passionate and persistent. Well, Psalm 39, what a great psalm. Hope you'll spend time meditating on that today, and have a great Thursday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.